Hello.
Morning, Austin.
Hi.
How you doing? This is David with Local Splash.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good, my brother. Monday morning, right? We're getting ready to start off another week here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So I was just reaching out to you, man, in touch base. It's 8 a.m., 8:03.
Let me see. Dude, 8 a.m., right on the nose.
Yep. I got lucky today. I got you right on the nose. I was just finishing up with another client, and I literally finished 5 till 10, so I was like, oh, great job. I got it.
5 till 10?
Yeah, because I remember my office is in Texas, so Amy's there in
you're in Texas.
Orange County. Yeah, but my office is here in Texas.
Oh, okay.
So let's see here. We got Austin ready. Okay, so Amy wanted me to make sure of a couple of things for you real quick before we go forward. She wanted me to ask you if you're going to want that website rebuilt or if you wanted to go with it as is.
Well, I wanted to make some alterations to my website, yeah.
Okay, not a problem. So then what I'm going to do for the alterations to the website... I'm going to get a hold of Celine so that way we can get a time slot for the My Site calendar. Okay. One second, just getting this taken care of. Okay, so we can get that one done. All right, so we're going to pull up a time and a slot that we'll be able to get that taken care of so that we can rebuild the, well, not rebuild it, but we're going to make alterations to it, right? So the alternate website. Yeah. All right. So it looks like we don't have a security question set up on the account. We got three choices here. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll go with the first pet.
Okay. What would that be?
Crumpets.
Okay.
Yeah, C-R-U-M-P-E-T. Crumpets.
What kind of dog was Crumpet?
Old English sheepdog.
Nice. I figured. Had to be something. Yeah, right, with the name of Crumpet. That's a good one. I have a golden retriever.
My dad's from England, so.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, Crumpet. Crumpet is a biscuit.
Yeah, for sure. Teas and Crumpet. I know it. They get tea and the little biscuits. I had a couple of them, so my neighbor growing up would always
say
that stuff and invite us over.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it looks like the last thing we're needing here is just, she has 2022 Vallejo Street, Petaluma, California, 94952.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we just need the card info now.
The card info? Hello?
Yes, sir.
You want the card info?
That'll work, Austin.
What about a payment page?
What do you mean? Like sending you out a page where you can make the payment yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me see that in your phone.
I mean, isn't that typically how you guys do it, or you wanted to manually enter it for me?
Yeah, what I do is I manually enter it, and then it saves it for you, but as soon as we save it, what it does is it X's everything out. So as I take it and I put it in, it just puts an X, and then if we're going to go over it, obviously, I mean, I'd have to re-ask you for it, right? So it's saved for you on file. It is either way. I mean, it is month to month, obviously. But we do keep this on file to kind of help you guys out with the recurring payment.
And it's local Splash, right?
That's right. Local Splash. Mm-hmm. Orange County.
Mm-hmm. That's your central office is out of Orange County?
Yes, that's our central office in Orange County. That's where Amy's actually located at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the manager, you were saying.
Yeah, in Fountain Valley. Mm-hmm.
Fountain Valley.
Well, she handles, so I'm the manager in charge here of the floor, and I also have, like, California, Texas, Nevada, New Mexico, right, all these states. But what she is she, like with you, since you had like LSA, you had all these other ones, we refer those up, right? So she handles those accounts, and then, well, if she needs help, downtimes, you know, she refers them back down and help her set them up, and it goes back to her, right?
Local Splash Reviews. Local Splash is a digital advertising agency specializing in optimizing online presence for local search. Received mixed reviews, with some highlights positive experiences and other expressing concerns about results and customer service. Okay, reviews of Local Splash. So your customer review rating is 1.7.
No, what you're seeing is actually one customer that left that review. If you look at our overall rating, it's an A-plus with a Better Business Bureau, and we're like at a 4.7 overall. And on Bird's Eye, we're at 4.9 out of 5. And I mean, keep in mind, this is over 20 years. And some business owners, obviously, if you read them, they'll be like, well, they didn't give us like any results. And you're talking about they were with us for like 3 weeks or like 2 weeks, and they're like, why aren't we on the first page?
What I'm curious about is this one woman who had a problem with you guys. She said she couldn't get approved. An approval? What's an approval?
Okay, so that's a good question. I'm glad you brought this one up, because just keep in mind, at every one of our meetings, when we get five-star, any type of review, they go over them weekly, right? So with this one, I distinctly remember. So she said that she didn't get okay, say it one more time for me again. Exactly what she put?
Local Splash didn't inform me how difficult it would be to get, I guess.
Approved. Oh, there you go, the approval. Okay. So some of these customers don't realize that inside of their state, there's certain guidelines that they have to qualify whenever they're submitting the info, right? So when we're setting up the Google business profile, and like I tell you, it's a hand-in-hand process, right? Because it really is. We can't get pictures of your work or your trucks or your vehicles. So there was a big controversy in the industry, and it was over the locksmiths, because especially in California, they have very stringent requirements when it's coming to Google business profiles. So some of the locksmiths owners were upset that their Google business profiles couldn't go live. But I mean, that's not we can't make them go live on Google. We can just tell them what they need. So when we tell them, hey, we need a picture of your truck, we need a picture of some of your tools, we need to know, well, all we have is a P.O. box. Well, Google doesn't accept P.O. boxes. So when we tell them these things, they get upset. But this is us being honest. It's not that we don't want to help them or that we can't help them. It's that we need them to submit us photos of their trucks. We need them to give us access to, obviously, their websites and things like that, so we can do the services that we need to do. And when customers are like, well, no, I don't want to give you that, and then we tell them, well, I'm sorry. I mean, how can we get in there and get that done if you're not giving us that access? And then they get upset. Well, that's kind of like, it's not even a just reason. But as you can tell, anybody who puts a review, we respond to every single person. I mean, we don't leave anybody out to hang, and we make sure that everything gets resolved. And for that reason, we have the 4.0 and an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Yeah, which is paid for.
Which one's paid for?
Better Business Ratings.
Oh, absolutely not, man. Those ratings are going to come off of your reviews and what customers are leaving you.
I'm sorry, but, you know, like, just this one review page that I looked at, it looks very questionable.
So if you look at those reviews, and we're talking about, like, numbers, I mean, let's be Austin, honest, Austin. I mean, with a lot of those reviews, they say a lot of great things about what we can do. I mean, some of these customers and some of these people that are saying some of these things, if you really look at what they're saying and the responses that we're giving them, there's very clear cut responses to the things that we need. And some of these people just aren't willing to work with us for one reason or another. I mean, they'll come in and they'll pay their $249 and then a couple of days later, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, I just, we need our money back, which is fine. You have right of rescission. You can have your money back. A right of rescission is 72 hours. We always maintain that, as well as there's no contracts, right? So with that being said, we always take care of our customers, but then we tell them, okay, you know, we can go ahead and refund you money and we can shake hands and go our separate way, whatever happens. Some people get upset. I mean, it's not really that we don't want to help them or we're not trying. They're just not willing to work with what needs to be done to promote their company. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into these things. I mean, especially when it comes to your Google business profile. I mean, as far as yours, Amy's already gone through and made sure that everything's going to be able to be set up for you without any issues, right?
So on the Better Business Bureau website, bbb.org,
mm-hmm.
the first review is from 2024. It's one star. The second review is a 5-star from 2024. And then the next one from 2024 is a 1-star. Then the next one from 2023 is 1-star. 2023, 1-star. 2023, another 1-star. Then 2022, you have a 5-star. And 2022, you have a 1-star. 2022, a 1-star.
Yeah, so what it does there on those websites.
A 1-star. I'm letting you know from what I can see, you've got 2 5-star reviews over the course of 3 years.
Yeah.
And you've got like 7 negatives.
I understand. Now, what I was going to tell you is Better Business Bureau is going to highlight your lower star reviews. They're not going to highlight all your 5-star reviews. And that's for every company. They're not just going to go in there and put all your 5-stars. They're going to put the bad reviews.
Well, why would they, but like, why are they not, that's not how star ratings operate. They don't highlight different ratings. They're supposed to just display everything.
They're not displaying all of them because, I mean, we just had 3 5-star reviews that just came out.
I mean, I already know the Better Business Bureau is a total scam. The BBB program is a total scam. It's made to make companies look legitimate when really there's no legitimacy just because, I mean, the Better Business Bureau is contacting me to join their group. So I already know that they haven't verified any of my details.
Now, if you go to birdseye.com, which is your top review site, it'll show we have 808 5-star reviews. We have 64-star.
I almost got it. Here, hang on. I'm going to go to ChatGPT.
Okay,
ChatGPT. And so what is the best way to get a fair sense of how qualified local / advertising performance is?
You see, and I'm looking on RankWatch, it says, very great company, would recommend anyone who's trying to gain more business. Get your name out. This is from another customer. Featured customer 7 testimonials. See, and it says right here, the final verdict is Local Splash a scam. The evidence. Local Splash says, A-plus better business from Local Splash has several bad reviews online. However, keep in mind it's 90% client retention rate and over 10,000 businesses. Out of, you know, over 10,000 businesses and 90% retention rate, you know, being able to complete these things, I mean, these are really good attributes for a company with the magnitude of ours as well as the longevity that we've been in the business, right?
Is this a good number for you?
For me, myself?
Yeah, the phone number you're calling from?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
What's the long form of your company name?
The long form? We're Local Splash. That's it.
LocalSplash.com?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I even have a sense of amount.
What I want to do, this is a good number for you. 415-569-2895.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And let me take over my extension.
You're calling from some digital number or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, our whole call center is digital, right? So, obviously it's connected to my, so our whole call center, I mean, it is a digital call center. So basically it's connected to my laptop. My phone is connected to my computer system. And then, well, that's how we dial, right? I don't just pick up a manual office phone and dialing all day.
Right. It's just that somehow it's selecting a local area number.
Yeah, because we are based out of, we're based out of California, right? That's where our office is.
Yeah, but you're not out of the Bay Area.
No, I'm
you're not out of San Francisco, and you got a San Francisco number, so it seems like it's geared to make it look like it's a local phone number.
No, so what we use is a VoIP voiceover system. So whenever we're calling areas, it'll give us it gives us that the number from the area helps our company save costs.
Okay, yeah, I used to work in communications market, so.
Oh, okay, so you
anyway,
understand.
Yeah, I'm pretty well versed on VoIP systems and what they mean and what they are and how they operate and then how to spoof numbers and all of that stuff. So, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm definitely not spoofing a number. You can call me back at that number and I send you my experience.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. So let's see, 569-2895, 569-2895, I think that's right. Let's see here, 569-2895, 569-2895, and you were saying your extension?
4574. If you're on a smartphone, I texted it over.
I'm writing myself some notes here.
Perfect. That'll work.
So, thank you. I got this, Local Splash. Let me work on this. I'm going to get back to you.
No worries.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Appreciate your time. Awesome. Bye.